Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. It's what I live for every day right here in the Ray program. Phone line's always open for y'all. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to check in with the program here. 844-729-7469. Emails, of course, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. A lot on the agenda. May not be able to get through all of it, but that's why I have more than 1 hour every day. And I appear weekdays on Business Talk Radio and Biz TV just for YOU. All right, investor who helps manage $71 billion in global assets says U.S. stocks are too expensive. This is GMO, Grantham, Mayo, and Van Otterloo. Big-time money manager. We've talked about them many times before. Jeremy Grantham, Perma Bear lately. They do these 7 to 10 year projections, and they claim that the market real returns for the S&P over the next 7 years -4.4%. We talked about that the other day. They want to tell us where to go with our money, FICO scores up all-time high. Congratulations to everybody. You are now going to be paying less interest on that car loan, your credit cards and everything, but you got to keep the score up. All-time highs. I don't know if you've noticed, but the market's been doing pretty darn good lately, much to the chagrin of many. By the way, for those that aren't keeping score, the stock market is up over 50% since Donald Trump was elected not 2 years ago yet. That's pretty darn impressive, especially after the tremendous run we had under President Barack Obama. 50%, with frankly no end in sight. We finally are seeing middle class wages going up. And it's the middle class that keeps everything going. They're the ones that spend the money. Yeah, they don't spend as much per capita, but there's so many more of us people in the middle class. So 4.2% economic growth. If we can keep the GDP up there, which is I don't think is sustainable, but what we learned last week is if you stopped right now and went back to the paltry 1.9% growth that we had under the 8 years of Barack Obama, if we just went back there, the 4.2% GDP growth is worth $6 trillion to the economy. Do the math on that one, if you could stay at 4.2% economic growth. And, of course, the Trump administration is counting on that, because you can't pay the bills we got. with 1.9% new normal. Not Social Security, not Medicare, not interest spending, not military spending. You can't get there from here. But when you start adding $6 trillion per quarter over the next 10 years, all of a sudden, it becomes a little more doable, doesn't it? I don't know that that number is sustainable. But I start today with this. Which are you more worried about, running out of money or running out of time? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Lucia program. Oh, the Eagles. Are you kidding me? Come on, jack it up a little. Not the real Eagles? So that's not Joe Walsh doing that? Oh, well. So, okay, I went to see them, by the way. I went to see the Eagles and the Doobies and Zach Brown. What a concert. Can you imagine having three better bands on stage in one night? Started at like 5 o'clock and ended at like 11:30. It was an all-day affair, all-night affair. But the Eagles had Vince Gill and Glenn Frey's son. And I've heard them. That's my fourth time. They were as good as I've ever heard them. And these guys are like my age, older than dirt. Yeah, Henley still sounded good. They were all fantastic. Anyway, if you get a chance to go see them with Vince Gill, he's incredible. And he's 61, for crying out loud. I like Vince Gill because we have the same figure. We're built the same. Not like most really super skinny musicians. Okay, running out of money or running out of time. It's interesting because we look at longevity, I think, wrong. Because we go to the mortality tables for an average American, and we're supposed to, you know, live until age 78 or 79. And that is just totally bogus. Wade Fowle wrote about this not too long ago. Three questions to evaluate longevity. I thought I'd share it with you because it could be one of the biggest mistakes you make in terms of making sure that your money lasts as long as you do. Here's what he says. From what age is life expectancy being measured? It's a good question. If you've reached age 65, then an obvious point to note is that you didn't die prior to age 65. As obvious as that might be, it's pretty important. You didn't die. So you got to age 65. When they do the life expectancy tables at birth, well, what happens if you make it to 65? Are you going to die in another 12, 15 years? Probably not. He goes on, your life expectancy, conditional upon reaching age 65, is not the same as your life expectancy at birth. As you age, your remaining life expectancy increases. The remaining number of years one can expect to live decreases, but not on a one-to-one basis with age. Ah, so that's the deal. It's not like if you're expected to live to age 78, then when you're 65, you've got 13 years left. No, you don't. You've got significantly more than that. He goes on, for instance, calculations for the life expectancy of a 65-year-old would use the year's mortality rates for different ages in that one year. How many 70-year-olds died that year, 80-year-olds, and so on. This method has the advantage of using actual data without requiring any sort of projections, but it is bound to underestimate life expectancies on account of the persistent trends of increasing life expectancies over time. The alternative is to use a cohort life table, which tracks mortality for the same individual over time. Okay, so what we're finding out now is life expectancy increases as we age, and there's a difference between looking at individuals or cohorts, if you will. For example, when a 65-year-old in 2016 turns age 85 in 2036. His mortality rate at 85 will most likely be lower than that of an 85-year-old in 2016. That's right. By the time you make it to your life expectancy of 85, you still have a few years left, and a few years after that, and a few years after that. So you need to understand that your life expectancy is not going to be something that you'll find in some CSO mortality table. And depending on your level of health and your level of wealth, you may be able to not only game the system. Yeah, that's right. Legally game the system. Or in many instances, you may be in a position to where you can fund your retirement for a longer life expectancy with various products such as life annuities and so forth. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the underlying population for which mortality and survivorship is being calculated, and the difference between the longevity statistics for, say, a 65-year-old based on existing mortality tables and mortality tables for annuitants, and show you how you may be able to actually game the system. Why not? Seems to make sense to me. That and a whole bunch more as we continue right here on the Ray Lucia program. Thanks for tuning in.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just
just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show that brings you this. These are the real Eagles here. Golly gee, these guys are so good. You know, if I could die and come back, I probably would do it as long as I could come back as a member of the Eagles. No, I don't want to do that. We're talking about outliving your money, and there seems to be a disconnect in longevity planning and the different tables that are used to calculate longevity. Boy, if you miss it by 4 or 5 years, those would be some pretty ugly last 4 or 5 years if you underestimate how long you or you and your spouse or your spouse might live. I mean, if you're a guy like me and you kick off, you're going to die earlier than your wife is anyway. So you better be doing the calculations based on your joint life expectancy, not just yours. Having said that, there's really a couple of different tables. If you look at the Social Security life table and then the table from the Society of Actuaries, you'll find two entirely different life expectancies. For example, in terms of remaining life expectancy at 65, the Society of Actuaries data generally shows individuals living about 4 to 5 years longer. Well, that kind of makes sense because Social Security is some government agency way behind times. And the Society of Actuaries, these are real propeller head nerds that do the math, do the calculations, follow the data. So with Social Security data, men can expect to live 17.8 years beyond age 65. 82.8 years for women. Oh, no, 17.8 more years to 82.8, while women can expect 20.3 years to 85.3. For an opposite-sex couple, the longest-living member can expect to live 24.1 more years. Wow, to age 89.1. Incidentally, these numbers are 22.7 years for two males and 25.3 years for two females. So same-sex couples, if they are females, have a pretty good shot at living to age 100. In fact, if you look at the two different tables, and this is fascinating, at least to me. Maybe you don't get fascinated by this stuff, but I do. I'm obsessed with figuring out for you and for me, how much money we might need to spend between now and D-Day, death day or date of death for you and or your spouse. Let me give you the statistics here. The Social Security table for a male age 65 to make it to age 90 is 22%. So 22% of males will make it to age 90. Under Social Security, 33% of females will make it to age 90, and at least one of them, 48%. So one of my best friends keeps telling me he's going to croak at 80 because everybody in his family croaked at 80. Now, the guy's thin. He works out every day. He's a fairly wealthy dude. He's a lawyer. He's not married anymore. But the guy's going to make it past the age of 80. He's 66, I think, right now. But here's what's interesting when you look at the statistic. Let's take age 95. 7% of males, 13% of females, 20% at least one or the other. So one in five couples, according to the Social Security tables, will make it to 95. That's pretty impressive. But when you go to the Society of Actuary tables, the life expectancies are actually better. For example, 22% of males will make it to age 95, not 7%. Does that change your planning a tiny bit? 29% of females and 45% for the combined two, as opposed to 20%. Did I say 48%? That was age 90. 45% of married couples, at least one of them, will make it to age 95. So all of this business about planning for a 20-year retirement gets thrown out the window. The other thing we've learned, and Dr. Wade Fowle points it out, he says, but as mortality improves over time, the planning horizon is becoming less conservative. A 30-year time horizon is not so conservative anymore when we look at data that better reflects higher earning and more highly educated individuals. Of course, everybody that tunes into this show is more highly educated and probably higher earning. And those of you that are likely to even outlive these numbers. So what have we learned by this exercise? Well, from a planning perspective, we've learned a couple of things. Number one, you're more than likely going to live longer than you think. Life expectancies have been expanding for years and years and years. The last 2 years, it's tailed off a little bit, but that's explained, don't get too crazy here, it's explained by this opioid crisis that's out of control in this country. Build that wall. Just kidding. So, but you understand what I'm saying. Now, if you aren't doing drugs and you are making, you know, middle class plus income, and you are taking care of yourself, you're likely to blow the Society of Actuary tables out the door. You could become a centenarian. And what we're learning now is the mortality tables that the insurance companies are using for annuity contracts and so forth, you may be able to blow out those tables. What does that mean? That means you can legally game the system. So if you're wealthier, if you're healthier, and if in fact you are married, there's a very, very high likelihood that one or the other of you today, if you're in your 50s or 60s, will make it to age 100 and perhaps beyond. Therefore, the ability to finance income long into your 90s and into your age 100s for at least one of you starts to make a lot of sense. Now, here's the rub. A lot of these annuities are complicated, and you need to have somebody that understands them, that understands your financial situation, that gives you the proper mix of lifetime earnings and liquidity. We'll be back.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to GEICO. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. GEICO is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com. Or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Email's coming up in just a bit. If you want to email me, I'd do it right now. I've got several standing by. But if you email me this very moment, I'll get right to you. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Just simply click on the Ask Ray button. All right, so conventional wisdom suggests that stocks are, you know, at record highs. So that must mean we're much closer to a crash, right? Well, I did some research on that, and it may not necessarily be true, as most conventional wisdom blows up in your face if you follow it. Ben Carlson wrote about this a year ago, and I did some updating, but I'll follow his lead. All-time highs, he says, are usually followed by an all-time high. He wrote this in 2017 after an all-time high, which we are at again. So here's his thinking. Anytime stocks reach a new high, it must mean that we're close to a peak that will surely bring the market crashing down. That's, of course, a possibility. We know that. But investors in stocks have to remind themselves that they will see many highs in a lifetime of investing. Now, we know that stocks go up about 70-75% of the time and down 20-30% of the time. So it would only be expected that you would realize more highs. But what's interesting about the research that he did is the fact that once they got to an all-time high, rather than languish there for a long time, it usually meant it was going to lead to yet another all-time high. Now, again, past performance is certainly no guarantee of future results. But think about what's going on right now. Do you really think in this economic environment we're going to suffer some kind of market crash without something triggering it? Massive increases, dramatic increases, I should say, in interest rates, rather than 25 basis point incremental increases once every two or three Fed meetings. I mean, that's not going to cause a crash. That's just simply a sign of the Federal Reserve saying, hey, you know what? We think that the economy could, not is. Remember, this is an anticipatory mechanism, the Federal Reserve. We anticipate that we could have inflation with all of this fantastic economic activity. So we're going to gradually increase interest rates. And that hopefully will stave off inflation without staving off the growth. Now, granted, the Fed does get it wrong a lot. He goes on, for example, looking at over 100 years of data on the Dow, going back to 1915, shows that stocks have had 1,265 highs. That works out to an average of about 12 new highs every single year. So if you're invested for 40 years, you will experience 500 new highs. The 1990s, we saw 312 new highs. Those were some pretty doggone good years. But we've already had 135 in the 2010s. Now, whether or not we'll get the 300 from here is suspect. But it's still been a great decade starting in 2010. I know what you're asking, but what about the 2000s? Well, in another hour of this program, perhaps the next one, I may cover this whole 15-year cycle thing that I've talked about, because I got an email on that very subject from, I got it here somewhere, from Ezra. No, I can't. Oh, here it is, from Eric. Why are you so conservative, he asks. 15 years of safe money would have cost you a ton in the past 15 years. Ezra, sit back. I'll cover that. It's too long of an answer for an email, but maybe I'll cover that next hour. Here's what he said. The average total returns for 1, 3, and 5 years are right around the long-term average in the stock market of about 9 to 10% annually after markets reach a record high. So what are we so worried about? Why are we worried if you don't have a 3-year time horizon, folks, with your stock market money? You are a gambler. You are gambling. You are a market timer. Granted, you may have to suffer a correction. You may have to suffer a bear market. But they usually only last a while, year, year and a half. And then the markets come back with a vengeance. And according to this research, 3 years later, you're still doing okay when you have average performance. When you have positive performance, it's still about 67.8% 5 years later. That's still close to the averages historically. Now, there have been time periods. I know someone will email me with the yes, but. The CAPE ratio, cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio, has never been this high, or rarely in history been this high. That's true. But how often have you seen corporate profits going up at 29% in a quarter? You see, it's all relative. It's all relative. And the takeaway has to be this. The takeaway has to be that as investors, you have to have a time horizon that is consistent with your goals. Okay, maybe I am too conservative. Remember, my whole strategy centers around having enough safe money to spend in retirement so that your riskier money has time to go through whatever gyrations they're going to go through. And over that 15-year period, you should do fairly well. And with the help of research done by Michael Kitsis, excellent work. I can never remember the name of this study, but I do have it here somewhere. Excellent work. He showed unequivocally that over 30-year time periods, the returns only varied 1%. So let's talk to the millennials for a moment. Let's talk to other individuals that have a long enough time horizon. 1% is the difference between entering the market at a frothy time, like now, in theory, or at one of the best times, like in March of 2009. 1%, 30 years from now, the good time or the bad time will be defined by a difference in 30-year returns of 1%. That's it. Now, over 15-year time spans, those numbers could be dramatically different. But here's what we learned, and this is so important, and I bring it up regularly on the program to give you the confidence to hang on. Even if you went through a crappy 15-year period, and it doesn't matter when it happens, because Kitsis looked at, you know, annual 15-year programs going all the way back like 100 years. The next 15 years worked out that much better. So he says you might anticipate poor returns for the first 15 years by 4 or 5%. But the next 15 years after that, you can also anticipate 4 or 5% better rates of return, which makes my, not to sound braggadocious, but it makes my 15-year plan, which I've talked about for two decades, even more ingenious. Conservative, you bet. But even if you're hitting it right now where the 15-year returns are going to be terrible, if you've got 15 years of safe money, who cares? Even if you spent all of it, 15 years later, your stock market returns will be 4 to 5% higher than average, giving you the ability to drain your stock portfolio if need be. Now, clearly, there's some reallocating and so forth that you can do. But it's amazing when you look at this on charts and graphs. I'll give you the name of that study when we come back. Don't go away.
You've got mail.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
Yeah, I just got back from the Eagles concert and they killed this song. I mean, just nailed it. This guy, Stuart Smith, nobody even knows him. He's a real quiet guy, stands off on the right. And he and Joe Walsh do this. Come on, play that up. Yeah, that's just wicked good. And I think it was actually Don Felder that wrote that part. And he got kicked out of the band, poor guy. Can you imagine being Don Felder and you're trying to get a gig right now and the Eagles are like the largest band on the planet? Oh, man. Poor Don. Okay, I did look that up. This is why I can never remember the name of this study. Should equity return assumptions in retirement projections be reduced for today's high Shiller CAPE valuation? Of course I'd remember that. It's a fantastic study by a fellow by the name of Kitses, K-I-T-C-E-S. If you're a nerd like me, you should want to read this, because what it does is it validates this whole buy and hold long-term mentality. I'm telling you, every millennial who wants to be an investor should read this. Every retirement planner should read this, because it's not about timing your way in these treacherous waters that we're in right now with markets at record highs, longest bull market in history. I mean, you think about that. Who in the world would want to stay in? Well, you would want to stay in if you've already got the income side of the equation taken care of. That's right. If you have ample safe money and ample annuitized money in the form of pensions, Social Security, and even perhaps annuities or real estate income. And when you do that calculation, the amount of safe money doesn't scare even the most aggressive investors that they're going to miss something. But this research hits the nail on the head. All right, fellas, hit it. Oh, yes, all right, our first email came in just the other day, and I'm finally getting to it. Maroon is his name. Maroon. Short one. What to invest in? $300,000 to get monthly return. Come on, Maroon. I don't know enough to give you any. How old are you? Are you 30 years old? Or are you 70 years old? $300,000. I mean, obviously, if you follow the quote 4% rule, that's about $1,000 a month. You'd put the money in a diversified portfolio. If you need current income right now and you follow my theory of having 15 years worth of safety, $12,000 a year for 15 years and about 3%, It's 140 grand. So call it 50-50 stock bond mix. But I wouldn't do that. I mean, depending on where you are, I'd like to see, you know, maybe 20 or 25% of this in something that produces income, like direct-owned real estate. I'd like to see 20 or 25% of this, depending on your age, into some kind of an annuity. So if I've got 300% and use, you know, simple math, say $50,000 in a life annuity, that might get you, you know, $3,000 a year, and $50,000 into real estate, that might get you $4,000 a year. So you got seven of the 12,000 already taken care of. And this is over and above your Social Security. So if I need 5,000 for the next 15 years, now I only need to have $60,000 in, quote, safe money. So 60 but it was 110, it's 160,000. It's still about a 50-50 mix. And the other 140,000 in diversified equities. But that's just me. I don't know you. Plus, you may not be retiring right now. So now I've got present value calculations I've got to do to determine how much safe money you need today to grow to enough safe money tomorrow to provide you with the safe 15-year time horizon from today. So you see, it sounds easy and it sounds simple, but it's not. It's not. Is this for you? Is this for you and your wife? What's life expectancy look like in your family? What's your longevity stat that you want to follow? Are you okay with risking running out of money with taking a higher withdrawal now and a much lower withdrawal later? What are your feelings about inflation spending and healthcare post-retirement? I mean, I could go on and on. This is why, I mean, I had two discussions over this last weekend with emailers where I wrote back to them and said, don't have enough info. Here's my cell phone. Text me when you want to talk. And I called. They called me or we set up a time. And I talked to them and talked them through this. And I think we're all better for it. Okay, that was Maroun. Maroun, M-A-R-O-U-N. That's a first. Sean is next. Can you explain value averaging? Sure, Sean. I can explain what I mean by value averaging. Because you don't have to rebalance your portfolios if you follow this time segmented approach to investing. You don't have to rebalance. But most of us cannot tolerate the risk. Let's say you've got 15 years worth of safe money, and you spent all that money down, leaving only stocks or stocks and real estate at the end of 15 years. Well, looking statistically at that, you're still fine, but most of us can't tolerate that kind of volatility. So value averaging would suggest that you build in an expected rate of return for the bucket that you have your stocks in, 10%. All right? So if over a three-year period, you would expect 30% more money, and you're sitting on 60% more money, you've got double what you bargained for. There's an extra 30%. If that was, you know, $333,000, then 30% extra means you got an extra 100 grand. You rebalanced that portion of the portfolio. But this is something you got to discuss with an advisor. No one size fits all around here. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now go out and make it a very, very good day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.